弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, everybody.
首先特别刚才已经报告了，因为我们有技术上的问题延迟了，但是感谢神。
We had some technical problem this morning, but thank Lord.
我们能够参加新年的第一个礼拜，这是神的恩典。
We can join the first worship in this new year. This is the grace from God.
今天我要跟大家一起思想的经文是在马太福音第五章第十四节到十六节。
Today the scripture I want to share with everybody is in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14 through 16.
那这里中文我直接念中文，其他你们可以看英文字幕就好。
I will just read the Chinese version. You can read the English version.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless the people who listen to his words.
首先恭贺大家新年快乐。
First of all, I want to congratulate everybody. Have a happy new year.
欢迎参加我们今年的第一个主日崇拜。
Welcome everybody to join our first Sunday service.
因着去年疫情的冲击，教会的事工受到很多的限制。
Due to the impact of the pandemic last year, so church's ministries were greatly limited.
那基督徒也受到信心也受到极大的考验。
And our Christians face also face very tough trials.
那经过祷告跟唐牧师交通之后
，And after some prayers and fellowship with Pastor Tom,
就决定今年的年度主题。
So we have decided the theme for this year.
就是灵命增长，为主发光。
It is growing in Christ.Shining His light.
我今天要用马太福音第五章十四到十六节跟大家一起分享这个主题。
Today I would like to share with you the book of Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 to 16.
今天的经文的前面是谈到耶稣的登山宝训。
The scripture at the beginning is talk about Jesus' sermon on the mount.
是宽你天国指民的八福。
This is the beatitudes.Of the church for the children of kingdom,
它不是靠人的努力来赚得的。
It is not earned by our efforts.
也不是要借着知识获取的。
And it's not something we can receive through our knowledge.
也更不是靠着修身养性达成的。
It is not also through our self-cultivation.So we can reach to that point.
因为有罪的人根本无法达到神的标准。
Because a sinner's behavior can never ever reach the standard that's set by God.
天国的八福不是谈到如何去相信神。
The beatitude in heaven is not tell us how to believe in God.
也不是关于信主的条件。
And it is not some requirement for us to believe in God.
而是谈到信靠神的人的生活表现。
But it's talking about a person who believed in God, what his deeds and actions should be look like.
八福是神赐给所有信靠他的人。
The attitude is something that God gave to all the people who believe in him.
那这个福呢，包括今生还有来生的福。
This blessing included the blessings in this life and afterwards.
而且这个福呢，跟整个世界有关。
And this blessing is related, associated with the entire world.
耶稣讲完了八个福之后
，After Jesus taught these beatitudes,
他就告诉我们八福的下一个行动是什么。
And then he told us what the next action we have to do.
主耶稣在第三节到第十二节里面已经描写了有关天国子民的性格。
In the verse 3 to verse 12, Jesus already talked about the characteristic of a Christian.
那到了第十三节的时候，就转向到运用上。
And start from verse 13, he turned that into the application.
前面讲到神的子民是怎么样的人呢？
Before he talked about how what kind of person a children of God should be.
就是细心的人，哀痛的人，温柔的人。
It is the poor in spirit and the mourn, the people who is mourn, and also the people who is meek.
饥渴慕义的人，还有怜惜人的人。
And also hunger and thirst for righteousness, and also the people who is have the mercy for the people, for the other people.
而且还是清心的人。
And also is a pure in heart.
使人和睦的人。
And also a peacemaker.
而且甘心为义受逼迫的人。
And those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
那这是前面所讲到的天国子民的那个特质。
This is talking about the characteristic of the children in heaven.
那但是呢，到了第十七节、第十三节就不一样了。
But on verse 13, different.
因为这是讲到基督徒在这个世界上应该有的作用跟目标是什么。
It's talking about what a Christian should have in this world. What is the purpose and what is the goal?
他就第一个先想到说，你们是世上的盐。
He talked about you are the salt of this world.
这不仅反映了基督徒所处的世界。
This is not just reflected the world that a Christian live in.
这个世界是腐化的，然那个污染的，沉沦的，败坏的，就像烂的肉一样。
This world is corrupted, polluted, disgraced, and spoiled like rotten flesh.
那这个也是描写到基督徒在这样的世界中的作用、功用是什么。
This also describes.What is the function and what a Christian should do in this world?
也就是说，在腐化的世界里面，我们就像那个盐巴一样。
This means in this rotten world, we just like salt.
那盐巴除了一个防止腐烂，还有洁净，还有一个调味的作用。
And salt not only to prevent from a corruption, but also it's cleansing, and also it can help to prevent the food from spoil.
主耶稣叫我们在这个生活乏味的世界里面有一个味道出来。
So Jesus wants us to bring the savor into this unsavory world.
面对越来越腐化的世界。
We face this world which continued to be worse and worse.
如果基督徒在这样的世界里面对这个世界没有任何的影响力，
If a Christian has no influence in this world，
在这个政治上还有社会经济文化教育上没有任何的影响力的话，
In politics, in education, in economics, and everything, if we have no influence at all，
那就表示说基督徒已经失去了那个在这个 世上的功用，就像盐巴失了味道一样。
That means Christians, we lost the function in this world, just like a salt no longer being salty.
那也表示说，基督徒并没有尽到传福音的责任。
That means we have not fulfilled the obligation to preach the gospel.
主耶稣基督讲完了，基督徒在世上有盐巴的功用之后。
After Jesus talked about that our function as a Christian, as a salt in this world,
那就讲到我们今天所读的经文。
Then talk about the verses that we talk about.
他这里讲到说你们是世界的光。
And here he said, you are the light, you are the light of the world.
他说城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Neither do people light a lamp and just put it under a bowl. Instead, they put in on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
他说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为。”
So your light should also shine before others, and that may see, and others may see your good deeds.
那便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And give the glory to your Father in heaven.
这段经文是我们今天要思想的。
This is the major scripture that we want to ponder around.
事实上，在约翰福音，耶稣讲了说：“我是世界的光。”
In the book of John, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
这个表明这个世界的光景是黑暗的。
Which means that this world is dark.
那光的反面就是黑暗。
The opposite of light is darkness.
什么是黑暗呢？黑暗就是没有光。
What means darkness? Darkness means there is no light.
上帝不需要造黑暗，没有光就是黑暗。
God does not need to create a so-called darkness. Whenever there is no light, there is darkness.
上帝也不需要造死亡，没有生命就是死亡。
And God does not have to create so-called death. Without life, there comes death.
没有神的地方就是黑暗。
A place without God is darkness.
没有神的国度就是死亡。
And a kingdom without God is death.
人离开生命的源头就是死亡。
If we depart from the source of life, it is death.
只有在黑暗的地方，罪才存在。
Sin can only exist in the darkness.
神就是光，背向神的就是黑暗。
God is light.And whoever turns back from God is darkness.
在圣经里面的黑暗通常是指魔鬼统辖的一个国度。
In the Bible, when talk about darkness, normally it refers to the domain manipulated by the devil.
那就是罪恶的象征。
That is a figure or symbol of sin.
世人所以会走在黑暗里走。
The reason why people in this world walk in the dark.
因为被这个世界的神弄瞎了眼。
Because of the God in this world.
甚至是在过犯罪恶之中。
And even died in the sin and transgressions.
那个甚至，那这是在今天许多人心灵无知。
Many people in this generation, they are very ignorant.
那就是是非麻木，这抵挡真道，抵挡真神。
They are numbness between right and wrong, and they also resistant to the true God.
那他们被罪捆绑。
They were bound by sin.
都是跟他们心灵的黑暗有关系的。
It's all related to his darkness in his soul.
当主耶稣说：“你们是世上的光。”
When Jesus said, "You are the light of the world."
这个也表示主耶稣基督看重我们在这个世上的身份，还有我们的使命。
It also means that the Lord Jesus values our identity and mission.
那这应该会使我们可以抬起头来。
This should able to enable us to look up and.
我们就可以感觉自己在主的眼中是宝贝。
And we will feel that in God's eye, we are very precious.
那肯定我们在这个世上的那个价值是什么。
And also confirm the value of a Christian in this world.
所以当耶稣说你们是世上的光的时候，我们这是一个很骄傲的称号。
So when Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," this should be a title we should cherish.
那主耶稣在这里并没有说你们要做世上的盐，你们要做世上的光。
Here Jesus did not say that you want to be the light of the world and you want to be the salt of the world.
这里是讲到说是是而不是做，这两个是不一样的。
Here it said it's you are, not you want to be.
那就像你是一个老师，跟你要做一个老师是不一样的。
Just like you are a teacher, or you are really being a teacher.
就像 太太是你的，你说你是我的太太，跟你要做我的太太是不一样的。
Just like say you can be my wife versus you are my wife.
所以基督徒是不是因为我们做了什么
？So when say we are, it's not because what we have done.
也不是因为我们比别人更可爱。
It's not because we are more lovable than other people.
而是主耶稣基督的救恩才让我们成为是的是。
It is because Jesus' salvation to make us as we are.
主耶稣特别用你们来强调你们这个基督徒独特的身份还有价值。
Jesus used the word you, the plural, to represent that we our specific identity and value.
那这是包括所有的每一个基督徒们。
And this includes every single Christian.
当主耶稣对门徒说你们是世上的光。
When Jesus told his disciples that you are the light of the world,
然后他自己又说我是世界的光。
And he also said, I am the light of the world.
我们可能会觉得有冲突，实际上没有冲突。
So we may think that there is a conflict, actually no.
那这是两句话呢，把它放在一起看。
We have to put these two sentences together.
如果我们也看这个八福的安排，我们就更明白了。
If we look at by attitude, then we will understand better.
主是世界的光。
Lord is the light of the world.
基督徒因着跟主的关系才能够成为世界的光。
Because Christians have a relationship with Lord, so we can become the light of the world.
那主耶稣说我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
那他说跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
He said, whoever follow me,will not walk in the dark, but receive the light of life.
在这里他说到你们是世界的光。
Here he said, you are the light of the world.
所以我们可以知道说，原来主的意思说，他不仅要给我们生命的光，而且还要使我们成为光。
So here we can understand that Jesus not only want to give us the light of life, but also want us to be the light of life.
那就像保罗在第五章里面所说的。
This just like Paul said.
他说：“从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。”
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
所以我们不仅是接受光，而且还成为光，而且也成为光的见证。
So not only we receive the light, but also we become light and become the witness of the light.
主耶稣基督来到这个黑暗的世界。
Jesus come to this dark world.
他已经表明自己的那个来的目的。
He also reveals the purpose why he came to this world.
他非常的清楚介绍他自己是谁。
He clearly introduced himself who he is.
他说我是世界的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
而且很清楚说，凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
And that whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
而且要得到生命的光。
But he will have the light of life.
他一直讲到这个光。
He always talk about the
light. 那光的功用是什么？
What is the function of light?
那第一个功用是什么？就是它有照明的功用。
The first function is the function of lighting.
今天我们的世界到处都是黑暗。
Today our world, the darkness is everywhere.
有政治的黑暗，有经济的黑暗。
There are darkness in politics and in economics.
也有教育的黑暗，也有文化上的黑暗。
In education systems, in culture.
还有社会的黑暗，还有心理的黑暗。
The society and also our mind.
那甚至也有黑暗的一个教会的黑暗。
And also the darkness in churches.
所以有人说今天很多都是黑社会、黑钱、黑道、黑心、黑政府。
So we talk about there are criminal organizations, the gangsters.
还有黑心。
And the darkness in our mind.
还有说黑政府。
And also the degraded, dishonest government.
其实宗教改革家马丁路德曾经说过
And the religious reformer Martin Luther has said before
他说一个基督徒若不能成为一座灯塔也要成为一根蜡烛
If a Christian cannot be a lighthouse, he at least be a candle
意思就是说，以基督徒要发光。
It means we, as Christians, we have to shine.
无论是大光或小光，都要发光。
No matter the light is brilliant or not, we have to shine.
因为这个世界需要光。
Because this world needs light.
有基督徒存在的地方，污秽、不公、不义、不正的事就不能够隐藏。
Whenever there are Christians, the filth, the unfairness, and unrighteousness, and maybe injustice cannot be hidden.
有一首歌叫《一根蜡烛》。
There is a song titled "A Candle."
那讲到一根蜡烛虽然是很小，但最重要的是所发出来的光。
Said a candle, although it's very small, but the most important is the light it radiates.
第二个光有一个温暖的功用。
The second is the function of warmness.
那住在冰天雪地的地方，生活取暖很需要。
If we live in an icy and a snowy place, and it make a fire for warming is very important.
如果没有火炉，那真是很难受的。
Without a heater or fireplace, it will be very difficult.
在晚上，即使是寒冷，你只要看到光，你的心里就感觉有温暖。
Even in a very chilly night, if we can see the light, we will feel warm in our heart.
那第三，它还有一种那个导引的功用。
The third one is the function of guidance.
保罗说，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Paul said that in this crooked and perverse generations, you may become blameless.
他说：“你们现在这世代中，就好像明光照耀心，明光照耀。”
Then in this generation, you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
只有行在光中的人就不会惧怕。
Only those who walk in the light will not fear.
光能够驱除黑暗，而且错误的得到纠正。
The light can remove the darkness and correct our wrongdoings.
有光就不至于迷失，不至于迷失。有光的时候不至于迷失。
Whenever we have light, we will not get lost.
就像夜间的时候，你有手电筒，你就不用担心走错路。
Just like in the night time, if you have a flashlight, you don't worry about that you walk to the wrong way.
那第四个有一个医治的功用。
The number four is the function of healing.
太阳光里面有一种紫外线，能够杀灭那个细菌。
In the sunlight, there is a radiation called ultraviolet UV light. It can kill the bacteria.
那也有医治皮肤病的功效。
It can and also help to heal the disease on your skin.
其实光不但是医治肉体的疾病，也能够医治属灵的疾病。
So light not only can heal the physical problem, and also it can heal the problem spiritually.
光能够为植物带来生命，也为动物带来健康。
The light can bring the life to the plant and also the health to the animals.
那诗人曾经这样祷告。
The psalmist had prayed.And say,
他说：“耶和华万军之神啊，求你使我回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。”
It said, "Restore us, Lord God Almighty, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved."
基督徒怎样表现自己是世界的光呢？
How do Christians express themselves as the light of the world?
就像光一样，要绝入黑暗，还有一切属灵的黑暗。
And just like light, we will expose the darkness and everything that belongs to the darkness.
今天世人的生活普遍笼罩在黑暗里头。
Today's life of this world, we all live in a world that we constantly shrouded by darkness.
任何人落在最终被光照的时候
anyone who in the sin and being shined by the light,
都会为自己所做的事感到羞愧。
He or she will feel shameful for what they have done.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为光绝入了黑暗。
Because light uncover the darkness.
那就像以弗所保罗在以弗所里面所说的，一切能显明的就是光。
Just like Paul said that everything that is illuminated becomes a light.
那法利赛人跟文士是教授律法的人。
Pharisees and the scribes, they were law teachers.
那他们是宗教方面的专家。
They are also the experts in religion.
可是他们为什么要反对耶稣？
But why they want to against Jesus?
他们为什么要逼迫耶稣？
Why they want to persecute Jesus?
唯一的解释是因为什么呢？
The only explanation is
主耶稣基督是完全圣洁无瑕的。
Because Jesus is totally holy and perfect.
耶稣的圣洁使他们看到自己真实的情况。
Jesus' holiness makes them to realize their true situation.
他们憎恨主，而且最后把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
They hated Jesus Christ and eventually they nailed him on the cross.
原因是因为主耶稣基督是世上的光。
The reason is because Jesus is the light of the world.
今天我们也要像主一样。
Today we want to just like Jesus.
只要我们是过基督徒的生活，就要发挥光的一个作用。
As long as we live a life of Christian, then we can revealed the function of the light.
光不仅是揭露黑暗，更揭示造成黑暗的原因。
Light not only exposes the darkness, also gives the root cause of the darkness.
现今的世界，从个人以至于世界所引起的所有的种种的问题。
Today, all the way from individual to the entire country, and we create a lot of problems.
最根本的问题是人堕落离开了神。
The basic root cause is that we degraded and we turn away from God.
人本性的堕落就是使人不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
The basic fall apart is because we do not love light, but we like darkness.
那今天世界上种种的问题很多。
And today's world, there are so many problems.
很多人想要用知识、教育、政治的力量、法律规范、国际会议来解决，都没有效。
Many people they try to use political policies or laws and education knowledge and even international negotiation to solve the problem.
但是都没有办法得到解决。
But there's no way to resolve all this problem.
问题反而越来越严重。
But the problem is getting worse.
反而比以前更乱。
It's more chaos than in the past.
世界真的因为因此就没有希望了吗？
Is there no hope in this world?
但是我们感谢上帝。
But we thank God.
圣经为我们指出了一条活路。
The Bible points out a living pathway for us.
也就是唯一的希望。
That is the only hope.
那就是主耶稣所说的，你们必须要什么？重生。
This is what Jesus said. You have to born again.
人不需要更多的真光。
Human being, we don't need more true light.
而是需要一个喜爱真理而恨恶黑暗的人。
But need a nature that loves true light and hates darkness.
而人所需要的就是回归转向神。
And what we need is to return to God.
才能够从黑暗进入到光明。
Then we can enter into light from darkness.
才能够在神的光中生活。
So we can live in the light of God.
主耶稣说你们是世上的光。
Jesus said you are the light of the world.
这个是上帝托付我们的使命。
This is the mission that entrusts to us by
the Lord. 而且是一个光荣的使命。
It is a glorious mission.
为什么说是光荣的使命呢？
Why is said it's a glorious mission?
因为那表示我们是上帝特派的一个福音大使。
Which means we are the gospel ambassadors sent by God.
面对黑暗的世界。
We face the dark world.
主耶稣基督并没有把改变黑暗世界的责任交给任何某一个机构。
Jesus did not give this mission of changing the world to any world organization.
只是交给你们，就是今天的教会。
But give to you, that means today's churches.
那这个为什么光荣呢？因为这是给所有每一个基督徒们的使命。
Why this is the glorious? Because this is a mission to every single Christian.
这个你们不是只针对新教士跟牧师传道人讲。
This you is not only limited to the ministries or preachers.
是指每一个所有的上帝的儿女。
It means every single children.
我们都有个光照的使命。
We all have this mission of light.
这为什么是光荣的使命呢？
Why it is a glorious mission?
因为这个是因为光是这个世界上最需要的。
Because light is the most needed in this world.
而上帝差遣你来解决那个问题。
And God sent us to resolve this problem.
所以对你来说这是很荣耀的一个使命。
So this is a glorious mission.
而且这个荣耀的使命是全时间全人的一个使命。
And this mission is a whole person full-time mission.
你们是世界的光，没有哪一天是退休的。
You are the light of the world. There's no day that you can retire.
只要你还活在这个世上，你的责任就是世界的光。
As long as you still live in this world, your responsibility is to be the light of this world.
最后这个使命为什么是很光荣呢？因为是彰显的一个使命。
And also why this mission is glorious? Because it's glorious of revealing.
主耶稣说城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Jesus said that the town built in the hill cannot be hidden.
那城造在山上的时候，大家在山下的人都可以看得到。
And when the town is built in a hill, everybody can see it.
意思说，基督徒的福音，那个基督徒的见证，都会在人的面前显耀，那个被彰显出来。
That means the testimony of Christians can be revealed in front of many people.
那所以今天基督徒必须要过分别为圣。
So we have to to live a sanctified life.
因为大家都在看着你。
Because everybody are watching us.
今天很多人不愿意到教会去。
Many people they don't want to go to church today.
因为他们认为说我不去教会比你们的生活行为表现得更好。
Because they believe that even we don't go to church, but our deeds are better than you do.
他们不要到教会，他们觉得教会太世俗化了。
And they don't want to go to church because they think the church is so worldly.
我们听到这样的信息，就表示说我们把那个灯藏在桌底下，没有见证。
That means we have no testimony because we hide the lamp in the bowl.
耶稣在前面讲到你们是世上的盐。
And Jesus mentioned earlier that you are the salt of the world.
但是呢，他警告我们说。
But he also reminded us.
盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
If the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything and except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
耶稣说你们是世上的光的时候，
when Jesus talked about that you are the light of the world,
那他也警告我们，
he also reminded us,
城造在山上是不能隐藏的，
a town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在桌底下的，
neither do people light a lamp and put it.
而是把它放在灯台上，要照亮一家人的。
Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house.
讲完这两个警告之后
，After these two reminders,
他马上就做一个结论。
And Jesus concluded that.
他说结论是你们的光也当照样在这当这样照在人前。
He said that your light should shine before people in the same way.
叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So when they can see your good deeds and they give glory to your Father in heaven.
主耶稣基督为什么要强调这一点？
Why Jesus want to emphasize this?
可见基督徒不单单是做世上的盐，或者做世上的光而已。
That means Christians are not just be the salt and be the light of this world.
他说你是盐吗？那你必须要有一个咸的味道。
Means you are the salt, then you must have the taste.
然后他说你是光吗？那你要照亮人。
If you are light, you have to shine on others.
这功用都要把它展现出来。
Those functions you should reveal them.
把灯点亮是要让 灯散发它的亮光来。
To light a lamp is want the lamp to give out the light.
好照亮全家的人。
So can shine everyone in the house.
这个是电灯存在的唯一的原因。
This is why we have light in this world.
主耶稣说，城照在山上是不能隐藏。
Just said that the town built in a hill cannot be hidden.
主呼召我们不是要我们离开人群去过一个躲躲藏藏、偷偷摸摸的基督徒。
God called us not ask us to just leave all the people away and then just as a hidden Christian.
他说我们要很勇敢地活在这个世上，以基督为荣。
He told us that we have to bravely live in this world and be proud of Jesus Christ.
而是不要成为一个不好意思、马马虎虎的一个基督徒。
And don't be a shy and a mediocre Christian.
主耶稣基督不要我们做一个挂名的基督徒。
Jesus didn't want us to be just a symbolic Christian.
也不要让我们成为看起来好像基督徒，但不是基督徒。
And he does not want us to just appear.As a Christian, but actually it's not.
我们不要像那个盐巴，甚至是盐巴，但是没有味道的盐巴。
We don't want to be a salt, look like a salt, but actually it's tasteless.
我们不要成为那个光，但是没有光辉的光。
We don't want to be a light, but there's no radiation coming out.
光一旦停止，它的作用就变得没有价值了。
Once light loses its function, it has no value at all.
基督徒是世界的光。
Christians are the light of the world.
他没有讲到说做你家的光而已。
It does not say just be the light in your house.
也不是说做你本族这个光而已。
It's not say just a light for your race.
那是世界的光。
It's the light of the world.
所以要有那个国度的眼光。
So we have to have the vision of the entire world.
从那个你的社区跟家庭以至于世界。
From your community, your family, and the entire world.
我们要怎样确保自己能够真正发挥光的作用呢？
How can we ensure that we can hold the function as a light?
一盏灯只需要两样配件。
One lamp only needs two parts.
那就是油跟那个灯芯。
It's the oil and the wick.
这两样配件是经常要放在一起，少一个就永远不会发光的。
These two accessories need to be put together, otherwise cannot give out light.
记得童女的比喻吗？
Do you still remember the 10 virgins, the story?
他们知道新郎在夜里会随时会出现。
They know that the groom may appear any time in the night.
所以他们在等的时候，最需要的是灯要保足。
So the most important thing they need to have is the lamp.
他们如果没有油灯，或者是灯油不够，那个油不够，那他们就很危险。
If they don't have enough oil, there will be a problem.
今天我们能成为世上的光，是因为主是世界的光。
Today we can become the light of the world because Lord is the light of the world.
是他在我们的里面有先运行工作。
Because he is in our heart to do the work.
所以我们先问问自己。
So first we have to ask ourselves.
我是不是已经接受了这个属天的生命呢？
Have I already accepted the life from the heaven?
我是否知道主在我的里面呢？
Do I know that God is inside me?
那我们跟基督的耶稣基督的关系怎么样呢？
What is the relationship between We and Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是世界的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
表示他就是光的源头。
That means he is the source of the light.
我们离开了他就没有光了。
Away from him, there's no light.
我们先从他那里领受了光。
We receive the light from him.
所以我们才能够成为光，而且为主发光。
Then we can become light and we shine for him.
耶稣基督说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。”
Jesus said that I am the vine and you are the branches.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
If you remain in me and I will be in you.
这个人就多结果子。
And this person will bear much fruit.
他说：“如果你们离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
And apart from me, you can do nothing.
可见主耶稣基督非常看重我们跟他的关系。
This means Jesus is really very serious about the relationship with us.
我们是因为藏在基督里面才能够结果子。
Just because we are always remain in Him, then we can bear fruit.
同样的，我们是因着藏在基督里，我们才能够发出基督的真光来。
And also because we are always remain in Christ, then we can give out the light, the true light.
那个藏在基督里对我们来非常的重要。
And remain in Christ is a very important thing for us.
这个是指我们每一日跟上帝的那个灵修的那个生活。
That means it's that every day that we have meditation in Christ.
我们透过这个灵修的生活，活在基督里面。
Through this life of meditation, we can live in Christ.
我们要得着生命的活水跟生命的粮吗？这是唯一的通道。
We want to receive the water of life and the bread of life, and this is the only way.
藏在基督里就表示时时刻刻的来到基督的面前。
Remain in Christ means every moment we come before God.
千万不要以为说我已经受过洗了，那一次已经够了。
And I never believe that because I have been baptized and that's enough.
我们要必须时时刻刻的来到他的面前，寻求他的供应，还有他的支配。
And we have to come to before the Lord every moment, all the time, so we can have His supply.
我们经常从主的话里面得到那个更新。
And we always get renewed through God's words.
我们只有这样子才能够发挥在这个世上做盐跟做光的作用。
Only through this we can have the function to be the salt and the light of this world.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
你要如何藏在基督里面呢
？How can you be always remain in Christ？
只有一个秘诀
，There's only one secret，
就是像主耶稣基督在登山宝训里面所说的，存一颗。饥渴慕义的心
，just like Jesus teaches us in the Sermon on the Mount, that you have to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
恒守灵修生活就是饥渴慕义最具体的表现。
And keep a spiritual life in your everyday life is the way to be hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那当我们那个肯花时间在祷告、读经、默想的时候
，When we are willing to spend time in reading the Bible, prayer and meditation，
我们所需要的油灯就得到足够的供应。
So the lamp, the oil of the lamp, we have enough oil to give to us.
单有油还不够，我们还需要有灯芯。
Only with oil is not enough. We need to have the wick.
这个提醒我们，灵命的增长需要靠平日的灵修生活。
This means if you want to grow in spirit, it really depends on our everyday life.
那刚才讲到那个灯芯呢，必须要常常修剪。
And we have to constantly trim the wick.
如果灯芯开始冒烟的时候，就表示说已经快用光了，差不多不会再亮了。
If once you see the wick start to give out smoke, you know it's almost used up.
所以灯芯要常常修剪。
So the wick need to be trimmed all the time.
那油的灯油呢，要常常那个足够。
And the oil of the lamp need to be adequate.
这个就告诉我们平日生活、灵修生活的重要。
This indicates that how important it is to have a
daily. 你有灵修的生活，会帮助你的灵命增长。
Our meditation life can help us to grow in spirit.
不仅帮助我们有效的服侍神
，not only help us to serve a Lord.
更重要的是帮助我们在这个世上为主发光。
More importantly, is help us to be the light of this world.
想想看，如果我们的灵性软弱，生活没有见证。
Just imagine that if our spirit is weak and we have no testimony in our life,
我们根本就没有办法为主发光。
There's no way we can shine the light for
Jesus. 我们更不用说我们要传福音啊。
And there's no way we can say we can preach
the gospel. 你的生命很脆弱，生活就软弱。
If your life is weak, and your everyday life will be very weak.
为了帮助大家那个有自己的灵修生活
，in order to help everybody have your very own meditation life，
我从今年开始把个人的灵修默想放在教会网上，供大家参考。
Start from this year, I just post my personal meditation on the church website for everybody to read.
我要谢谢叶明雄弟兄跟的英文翻译，还有加上唐牧师帮我过目那英文。
I would like to thank one brother to help to translate and Pastor Tom to help to review.
每一天先读一章，然后参考我这一章里面所提供的经文默想跟祷告。
Every day there will be a one verse and also help everybody to read the meditation from that verse.
我们将从明天就是1月4号开始把从马太福音第一章读开始。
So we will start tomorrow, January 4th, start with the first chapter of the book of Matthew.
所以你明天早上一大早起来的时候，教会网络，那个教会网络你一打开，已经有了灵修默想在等你了。
So tomorrow morning when you wake up and you just turn on the church website, you will see that meditation is waiting for you.
为了让我们在主日专心预备崇拜，所以我在主日的时候我不发灵修默想。
So in order to let everybody can focus on the Sunday worship, so on Sunday I will not give the daily meditation.
如果你坚持按照进度灵修，
If you insist that you will follow this meditation consistently,
2021年你可以读完全本的新约圣经。
In the year of 2021, you can finish the entire New Testament.
每天早上你起来打开教会网站。
Every morning you open the church website.
你就可以阅读了。
You can read.
如果早上不方便，你也可以中午，你可以在中午或者是在晚上灵修。
If it's not convenient for you in the morning, you can have it in the noon time or evening.
你也可以跟你的家人、跟你的朋友那一起灵修。
You can share with your families and your friends.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters.
我的目的是要跟你一起有一个灵修的生活。
My purpose is to have a spiritual life, meditation life with you all together.
如果我们天天藏在基督里。
If every day we remain in Christ,
我们的灵命不仅会成长，
our spiritual life will grow.
我们每一天的生活就是生活有力，行路有光。
And our life will full of power and our path.
我们走到哪里，我们都可以为主发光。
And we all can shine for Christ.
主耶稣说
，Jesus said,
你们的光也当这样照在人前。
Let your light shine before others.
叫你们好，叫你们，叫他们看见你们的好行为。
So other people can see your good deeds.
那保罗对腓立比教会的信徒说。
And Paul also said to the Christians in Philip.
他说你们现在这世代中好像明光照耀。
So that you may become So in this world, you're just like the light.
那将生命的道表明出来
，to reveal the life, to reveal the life.
叫我在基督的日子好夸，没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
So that I will not be in vain in the day of Christ.
主耶稣基督在这里教导我们。
Jesus teaches us.
如何彰显出他造我们的目的
？How to reveal the purpose he created us？
我们要发挥一个有属天生命的人的一个作用。
We want to be the function as a function to reveal the life of a person who belongs to。
主让我们看到
，God let us see。
如果能在世上活得像他。
If we live in this world and just like him,
众人会从我们的好行为认出我们是神的儿女。
And people will recognize that we are God's children through our everyday life.
我们会认出我们是天国的子民。
And they recognize that we are the citizen of heaven.
认出我们是神的祸事。
to recognize that we are the heirs of God.
那他们就会把荣耀归给神。
And they will give glory to the Lord.
世上从我们的身上看到基督的光。
So they can see Christ's light through our everyday life.
因基督是世界的光。
Because Christ is the light of the world.
所以我们就成为世界的光。
So we become the light of the world.
我们让真光普照大地吧。
So let's have the true light to shine the entire earth.
把荣耀归给神。
And give the glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在起立，我们来一起唱这个真光普照。我们唱全部唱完了。
Let's all rise and sing the song "Shine, Jesus, Shine."
我们可以尽情的唱哈，很大声，把光。
Let's sing loudly and let the light shine far, far away.